We're going to lead off then with Ramon Ramirez talking with Desiree Helligers about the impact of ICE raids on the Woodburn community. ICE is the federal agency, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. This is part two of a two-part interview, and it opens with Ramirez talking about how U.S. foreign policy drives immigration to the U.S.
To a large extent, our economic and foreign policies towards countries like Mexico and Central America are causing illegal immigration. You know, we don't treat countries to the south as economic partners. We look at those countries as a way to exploit their natural resources and exploit their people that create the conditions that the reasons why people immigrate illegally into this country. I was in Mexico a few years ago where the farmers were saying that they cannot compete with U.S. farmers who are selling the majority of their products to their government. And the Mexican government were no longer buying from the small growers in their country because they were able to buy on the market cheaper corn, rice, beans, soy, dry milk, to a large part because the U.S. was subsidizing the U.S. growers so that they could sell the product on the international market at a lower price. So the Mexican government was buying it at a lower price while creating economic devastation to the small farmers in Mexico who had to sell their land and come into the U.S. as undocumented workers.
Right, and NAFTA has certainly driven a lot.
And NAFTA is a good example of that. So, I mean, you know, we have some serious economic problems in the hemisphere. And the American people don't realize that they eat a lot cheaper. And they think that, you know, they don't realize that somebody's paying a price. And who's paying a price is the immigrant farm worker. The life expectancy rate of a farm worker in the United States, you know, 90% of the farm workers are immigrants, is 49 years of age. We have 25% more cancer rate than the general population. Miscarriages among farm worker women are 50% higher than the general population. We're working with dangerous pesticides day in and day out. There's child labor still happening in the United States. And the American people are benefiting from this, but yet the farm workers paying the price. You might, on the front end, pay cheaper for your food, which we are in America, but somebody's paying a price.
So the farm workers are literally subsidizing the food for...
And dying for it. Because, you know, I mean, when you have 50% miscarriages among farm worker women, that's unacceptable. 49 years of age is the life expectancy of a farm worker. That's incredible. You know, farm workers are literally dying to put food on the table.
Can we talk a little bit about the issue of driver's licenses? Because, you know, we saw Measure 88 a couple of years ago shoot down the legislation that had been passed in Oregon that made Oregon driver's licenses available to undocumented people. So Measure 88 basically shot that down and kind of recriminalized people who are just basically trying to drive in order to sustain their families.
Well, as a result of that, we've have probably over 90,000 people who had at one time an Oregon driver's license, lose their driver's license. And for the most part, most people are driving without a license and don't have insurance. And we always looked at it as a public safety issue and not as a immigration issue. Measure 88 was done primarily through a multimillionaire in Nevada who gave, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars to make sure that Measure 88 passed. And that's how they were able to pass it, right? During the time that it was signed by the governor, during the time it got passed in the House and Senate, it was never an immigration issue. It was a public safety issue. But the right wing and the anti-immigrant groups in Oregon, you know, they promoted it as an immigration problem.
One of the participants in that was the Oregons for Immigration Reform. Oregon,
that's right.
For immigration reform.
That's correct. Oregonians for Immigration Reform. And, you know, they were able to convince the voting public that this was a danger. In fact, the candidates who had voted for the Senate bill, 833, that led to the signing of by the governor, were targeted by the same millionaire. There was hundreds of thousands of dollars spent on a number of candidates who had supported that measure to try to take them out. In fact, none of them actually lost their election, but the ugliness of racism, of xenophobia, of indifference by these folks who were promoting Measure 88, ugly side of humanity showed itself. And, you know, I always tell people that, you know, we need to build a new society based on respect and dignity for all. We have to build bridges of understanding among our communities. In 20 years, you know, the people of color in this country will be the majority. And I always ask my brothers and sisters who are people of color, do we want to build the same society as we have now, status quo, you know, based on racism, indifference, where we don't honor diversity, where we attack each other? Or do we want to build a new society where everybody has a place in it, you know, where we honor the diversity of our cultures and of our histories, of our customs? Do we want to build a house where we bring in, you know, folks of color, workers, gay folks, you know, immigrants, refugees, and we're all working together to solve our common problems together? That's the kind of society I want to teach my kids how to build, right? And, you know, I think a new world is possible, but we do, in the meantime, have to work against these immigration raids. We have to try to reestablish driver's license for people, because we're really truly putting the public at risk here.
And also, it seems like any time that somebody gets arrested without a driver's license now under these new executive
they're subject
orders,
to deportation proceedings.
Right, so something as just minor as driving to work now can result in deportation.
Right. So, in closing, I would just add that, you know, there's a number of organizations doing immigrant rights work. PECUN is certainly one of them, CAUSA, Portland Immigrant Rights Coalition. There's a sanctuary movement up in Portland. There's VOS, for example, that these organizations are in need of funds. Our resources are being drained at this moment. We're trying our best to provide legal defense to people. We're trying to get lawyers who want to perform on a pro bono basis in contact with immigrants that really need it. A lot of families are, you know, are getting their loved ones who are the sole providers in their family deported, so they have no resources. So we need to start gathering resources, food, you know, money together. So if you have a chance to donate whatever you can, volunteer also is a good way. You don't have to actually give money, but volunteering is another good way of helping out. Please do that. We have a website. It's pcun.org. And then we do have a, we're on Facebook. So if you want to volunteer, if you want to donate any money, we are forming a raid resistance network here. And any funds that we collect will be dedicated to those, to that network, to ensure that we continue educating people about what the rights are. We create some kind of fund so that, you know, local community people can access it too, to get, you know, pay a rent or buy food for people, you know, things like that. And, you know, honestly speaking, I don't know how long we can sustain that. But what we do know is that we have to increase the public pressure. And I truly believe that we could stop Trump. We could stop his policy of madness. And if we don't do that, I truly believe that all the rights of the people are in danger here. So we need to really come together.
Ramon, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
All right. Thank you very much for having me.
This has been Desiree Hilligers with the Old Mole Variety Hour.
You've been listening to an interview with Ramon Ramirez, president of PECUN, the Oregon Farm Workers Union. When the interview posts in the next couple of days on the KBOO website, we will include links to some of the many organizations mentioned in today's interview. Those organizations are urgently in need of funds and volunteers to enable them to continue to respond to the unfolding assault against immigrant rights and the ICE raids in Oregon.
I'm for telling the truth, exposing the lies, thinking about the dead soldiers when you're driving, you're riding, the people that- die for the poor. Daddy Bush's revenge. I'm with the widows, the children, and the lonely best friends. I'm for families staying together as one. I'm not for the raids and the deportations. I'm with Victor Toro and the MIR. So watch out for them snitches in their unmarked car. And for Lil Solito, we gon' fight for your moms. So we gon' shout her out twice in one song. I'm for 12 million workers and then Vida Adiano. For a world without borders and a better tomorrow.